Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Smith to Taylor. It's Corey Smith. He's won it for Bristol City. The holders are out of the EFL Cup. It's pandemonium at Ashton Gate.
That was Corey Smith. Stoppage time. Bristol City knocking Manchester United out of the Caribou Cup. By the way, Paul Pogba, Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, all of those guys in the starting lineup. There's no conditioning this. Pitch invasion from the Bristol fans. What a moment. History for them. And pretty spectacular stuff. Going on today in the Caribou Cup. So Manchester United out. We'll talk about that tonight. 713-780-3776. Does this really matter? Is it a blessing that Manchester United's out of this cup? Or is it a cup now that Jose Mourinho can't win? There's a lot of ways to look at this tonight. 713-780-3776. Want you calling into the show tonight here. This is the holiday and Christmas edition of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And we are off and running. Jose Partida behind the glass. Victor Ariza as well, our two producers involved with the show here tonight. We're 176 days to the World Cup opener. And guess what? Yeah, the U.S. is not going to the World Cup. Still stings, still hurts. But you know what? The big three are Ronaldo, Neymar, Messi. They will all be there. We're counting on you, the listeners and callers tonight, to make this a big show. Be bold, have an opinion, but break out to be heard. 713-780-3776. Streaming at ESPN975.com here tonight. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, or on Facebook, Soccer Matters, as we are on Facebook Live throughout the show. The first Clasico of La Liga is almost here. It's this weekend. Cristiano Ronaldo apparently missing training today, working separately from the group. Read into that what you like. Apparently, he's dealing with a calf injury suffered against Grêmio of Brazil in the Club World Cup final. So, it's Messi against Ronaldo at the Bernabeu. By the way, the Real Madrid fans have been a little bit quiet lately because they're 11 points behind Barcelona in the La Liga table. That is pretty hard to comprehend, quite frankly. Cristiano Ronaldo, only 4 goals to 14 for Lionel Messi. So a Barcelona win and you have stuck the saber in the beast, that would be a 14-point lead over the Galacticos. It's going to be a great 2 hours of football talk here tonight. Who can stop Manchester City? Is it just Manchester City themselves? Is it even possible at this point? Do you really have hope and possibility for the Premier League title if you're Manchester United? Yes, I know you never give up hope. Or your Arsenal, or your Chelsea, or your Spurs, it's over. Unless devastating injuries, sure, City's going to probably slip up at some point. Maybe the points get narrowed a bit. But I think it's just about City themselves. The only ones who can derail the machine, again, are City themselves. Lionel Messi is the most storied player in the Clasico, in the history of it. 24 goals and 36 appearances. Ronaldo has 17 and 29. Ronaldo, by the way, is only 1 goal shy of the great Alfredo Di Stefano in Real Madrid history when it comes to scoring goals against Barcelona at 17. Messi versus Ronaldo in 36 meetings. Barcelona, 16 wins over Real Madrid, 12 losses, 8 draws, which brings me to the question that many are contemplating. Is Cristiano Ronaldo in decline? 713-780-3776. Do you agree or disagree? Is Cristiano Ronaldo in decline? Love your take on that. If you're a Real Madrid fan or maybe a neutral who just watches a lot of Real Madrid and Barcelona and La Liga. And by the way, we did see Ronaldo last year really change himself beautifully as a soccer player. He went from the slashing winger to being more of a penalty box center forward. And what a finisher he is. But he's only got four this year. Kaká retired, is looking to take on a role of sporting director potentially at AC Milan, who's tried to, even to coax him into playing. And by the way, listen to this quote from Kaká. And this tells you about the man. And it tells you that the man's ego is under control. He wants to be a sporting director. Here's his quote. He said, quote, "The fact that I have had success as a professional player does not mean I will be a good sports director. So what I want to do is prepare for it from now on, study and monitor." That's a smart man. That's a smart man. January transfer window is going to open up. You got the number of rumors floating out there as always. Usually tagged with my sources say. Daily Blind linked to Barcelona for a summer move out of favor with the pragmatic Jose Mourinho for the moment. Only three starts for Daily Blind in the Premier League. Antoine Griezmann to Barcelona or United? Think it'll happen? From Atletico Madrid. Mkhitaryan to Inter Milan. These are all things that are kind of brewing and kind of percolating out there. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Started off tonight with Ruben. Ruben, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, how you doing? Good evening to everybody. I'm just letting you know, the Blaugrana Houston Peña and the Houston Culés are inviting all Barcelona fans and all Culés fans to show up at Richmond Arms on Saturday at 5:30 a.m. We will open up the doors to everybody that wants to watch a Clásico. Real Madrid fans are also invited, but we just wanted to make sure that everybody's invited. Houston, we want you to come and be part of this great and amazing event that we're having on Saturday. So thank you so much for giving me the time to let everybody know. And we expect everybody to show up and have a great time for this El Clásico on Saturday, 5:30 a.m.
All right, Ruben. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate you letting us know. And that's where you guys, that's your home base, right, the Richmond Arms?
Yes, sir. We are at Richmond Arms, located at Richmond and Fountain View.
How is your guy Costa Din doing?
What was that?
Costa. How is Costa?
Oh, Costa is doing great. Costa just shows up every single game, every single Saturday. You know, he always talks about, hey, you know, we got to get in the show with Glenn. We just got to get out there and promote and tell everybody about this new Peña that's just came out from all the way. We just had a meeting with them this past summer in New York with the New York Peña, and we were officially invited to become a Peña here in Houston. And
so you're officially linked to Barcelona now?
Yes, we actually linked with the Barcelona Peña from Spain. Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Tell me about the group, you know, because we do talk often about supporters groups on the show. Just tell me about how much of this is social, how much of this is just the love of Barcelona. You know, I know it's a lot of different things, and it almost becomes like a family, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually is. So what we're doing right now is that we are inviting everybody that it's a Barcelona fan. So if you're a Barcelona fan and you want to come out and have a good time, we want you to come and enjoy the not just watching Barcelona, but enjoy the game. And at this very moment, we're actually having a drive to initiate and welcome new members that want to be part of this Peña. There's no initiation fees. We just want you to know this is going to become a family. So once you're part of it, and Glenn, you already know this as well, when you know, kind of like supporting the Dynamo, when you support the Barcelona, it's more than just supporting a team. It's supporting a group. You're supporting a group of friends. You're supporting a group, a family group of friends. And that's the beauty about it. Being a Barcelona, being a culés is the most beautiful thing that you can be part of. And I'm glad that I could be represent the Blaugrana. That's what we're known for. That's our name, Blaugrana Houston Peña. Be able to represent them and be an advocate for them and to let people know that we want to welcome all Barcelona fans to be part of this great movement and also at the same time give back to the community as much as we can.
Ruben, thank you very much. Enjoy the Clásico, and thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me some love, and I appreciate it. Go, Glenn. I love your show, brother. Hope you have a success. And everybody, you are welcome to El Clásico Saturday at 5:30 at Richmond Arms.
There you go. You got it there from Ruben, so I appreciate that from Ruben. It is fun. I mean, you go out with these groups, you know, and it's a big game. It can really be a lot of fun. Watching in different places. I mean, we have Liverpool over at the Gorgeous Gale. We have Manchester United and Chelsea down at the King's Court. I think Spurs are in Midtown at Bayern Munich. But this is a part of the soccer culture here in Houston. And these are all, if you're the Houston Dynamo, these are all targets and potentials to live soccer in the Dynamo at BBVA Compass Stadium. Soccer celebration. That's what it becomes. What else we got here? So we got Chris Seitz, new Dynamo goalkeeper, coming on. That's an interesting signing because right away people are wondering what's going on with Tyler Derrick. We haven't heard anything. Suspended by the league. We haven't heard anything. So read into the signing of Chris Seitz. But Chris Seitz in 2016 had 10 shutouts for FC Dallas. Was a part of that team that won the Supporters' Shield. He was out of the University of Maryland. He's 30 years old now in the prime of his goalkeeping career. Jesse Gonzalez seems to be the number one for FC Dallas, which made him available to the Houston Dynamo. I know there's been a contract extended to Joe Willis, but again, interesting times right now. Big one today for the Dynamo. Dylan Remick re-signed for the Houston Dynamo. So your left back position in good hands for the future. I think DeMarcus Beasley had mentioned he's still thinking about what's going to happen with his career. I'm not sure what the Dynamo have offered the legendary DMB when it comes to a contract for next season. 713-780-3776. Mark, what's on your mind, Mark?
Hey, Glenn, what's going on? Happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays to you as well. I think we're going to have a great holiday season.
Oh, for sure, man. Just to touch on the Clásico, you know, you were talking earlier about Ronaldo declining. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Barca fan, you know. Ronaldo, I respect his game. I mean, it's hard not to. But, yeah, I think it's a decline because, you know, of all the games he's played throughout the last 2 years because, you know, back-to-back Champions Leagues and all the commitments that they have to do because of winning Champions Leagues and going on to play the Club World Cup and international breaks and all the other stuff going on, especially and then coming up with the World Cup. I mean, you can only play so many games and not be fatigued and tired, especially if he's not 20-something, he's 30-something years old.
But to that point, his manager, Zinedine Zidane, got through to him and actually tempered his playing time last year, and he got him to understand that he can't play every minute of every game if he's looking out and trying to project playing for many more seasons, right? I mean, that's one of the things you got to give Zidane credit for last year, is he somehow got to Ronaldo to get him to understand that that would be vital in the future for him.
Of course, I mean, but, you know, as a competitor, I mean, you know, especially when you're being linked up with as somebody as Messi, you know, he doesn't want to give any opportunity of him, you know, Messi having one up on him. Because, I mean, you know, whether he likes it or not, to be honest, you know, in my opinion, you know, he's always going to be second fiddle to Messi, you know, in this era. You know, and then...
Mark, I got to put that out right now. Hold that thought right there. I just got to put that out. You heard what Mark just said, Real Madrid fans. He just said Cristiano Ronaldo will always be second to Lionel Messi. So if there's any Real Madrid fans out there who have got the gumption, you better respond to Mark. Mark, carry on.
No, so, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, that fifth Ballon d'Oro, I mean, that meant a lot to him because he knows, you know, this might be his last one, you know, especially with all the competition with the young gunners coming up like Neymar and Mbappe and Griezmann and all the other guys, you know. And Messi still has another 2 or 3 years ahead of, you know, of in his prime, you know. But as far as that going on, I want to touch a little bit on the Dynamo offseason, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I want to know what your thoughts on about like the center forward number nine position, because I mean, you know, I think it's unfair for Manotas and Kubo to be kind of splitting time when if you gave one an opportunity full time, I think one of them would be great. Like especially like someone like Manotas, I think Manotas has fantastic skills, and I think he just has that eye for the ball to score. Kubo, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I know that Dynamo invested a lot in him, and he has that Mexican background and, you know, all that great stuff. But I just feel like we just need to move on from him and try to get what we can from him and then, you know, use that money to invest elsewhere on the squad. And another thing is I hope that they can get Vicente Sanchez back and, you know, in a role like Kubo did last year. Or if he decides to retire, I would love to see him, you know, get involved with like our academy, because it'd be great to see the Dynamo Academy be trained by somebody like him with that show skill and who's been around the world and all that good stuff.
Well, you touch on a number of different topics. First of all, with Kubo Torres, I think it's a 5-year deal. I think he's got two more to go. Is that correct, Victor? Yeah, he's got two more to go. You know, there were rumors around that he was being shopped. And remember, before this season, he wasn't scoring any goals. I'm not sure that, you know, his value on the open market was good enough for the Houston Dynamo to move him on, obviously.
No, of course.
Remember, he had the loan back to Cruz Azul, too. That didn't work out too well because he got injured down there. So he's a Dynamo player. They got to get the best out of him. I think he had some very good moments, especially in the beginning of the year. I'm really interested to see where this team is going to go from a playing style perspective, because you have a more traditional number 10 that needs the ball in Tomas Martinez. You did the great thing in getting Albert Elise re-signed and made him a full-time Dynamo player. So I think the signings that come in the next, time periods here are going to be very important to see how this team moves forward, because Tomas Martinez, I think, was a bit frustrated because he's the kind of guy that needs the ball at his feet a lot. He needs touches on the ball, and he needs it in the attacking third of the field. And I think for him to thrive, the Dynamo are going to have some sort of a shift when it comes to purpose of play. And then again, if you got Ramel Kyoto and Albert Elise, you got high-flying wingers, and you don't want to take away what their strength is, and that is getting them the ball early with some space out wide and potentially hitting teams on the counterattack and when teams are committed forward. So I think a lot of the signings are going to dictate how this moves in the future, and we'll see how it all goes.
But do you think that it would be better than to play? I mean, do you think it's best for them to continue at the 4-3-3 or maybe use the diamond package in the midfield where Tomas is, you know, spearheading? He's behind the number nine, as a second striker.
He has been the whatever the system is. It's his goal to be in between the midfield and a back four or a back three of an opponent. That's the area you want to get him the ball in that space. And a lot of times that's very condensed. The Dynamo moved in and out of a number of systems this year. If we watched during the season, they flitted in and out of a number of different systems throughout the year and even changed in games many times. And the rotation policy doesn't make it easy for a striker to be in there all the time. Rotation policy seemed to work pretty well this year. We'll see how it goes next year, you know. But the entire roster was engaged. I think people go home from games not very happy because, you know, consistency is something you want. You want to be in the lineup all the time. Then on the other hand, there are benefits to the rotation policy, and you also have to keep people happy. That's the challenge, and I think Wilmer Cabrera from the outside did a great job of that.
Yeah, I think Kyoto and Elias will benefit from the fact that they don't have that many international commitments, unfortunately, because they didn't make the World Cup this year, and maybe they'll be more of a attacking and be able to stay in the lineup more often.
Oh, I think they're going to be, yeah, that's a great point. I think they're going to be fresh. I think Albert Elise this year is a 15 to 20 goal scorer.
Yeah,
he's going to fall between 15 to 20 because he has no international obligations. Mark,
yeah, I believe that.
Wishing you happy holidays. Love your takes on both the Dynamo and La Liga. Thank you very much for calling in. I wish you the best of holidays.
Thanks to Glenn. You too. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, that's Mark. Good stuff from Mark there. 713. We got educated callers on this show. Let's go to James. James, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think going back to the conversation about Tomas, I don't really see him as a true creative number 10. I think, finding open passes and making the decisions is making it number 10. I think the lack of wanting to invest with more money, and they said they're not going to invest more money than they are.
Wait. Before, James, hold on. Before you go on, if he doesn't lean towards, look, he leans towards a more traditional playmaker to anybody on the Houston Dynamo. I don't think there's any question about that. Tell me, if he isn't that guy in your mind, what type of midfielder is he?
I mean, when he's played in Ver, played in the other teams, he's never really had regular time. So we bought someone that has not really been a starter anywhere, but has a lot of potential. But he was not your true number 10, like Kaká or Ladeiro or these other guys in the league. And I think it's because they didn't want to spend a lot on and I get it. There was a lot of transfers during the season, but if they really want to go for a championship, we have to do better than Tomas and bring a really high impact player. And you know, I do agree with you, Glenn, for what they had in midfield, he was making a difference. But it still doesn't mean that you're super creative when you're making passes that you should be in an open field like that. I want to see more of a true number 10 that's really creative, and I wish. The Uruguayan guy was younger, and he's a great player. He's electrifying, but they have to find someone younger and move on. And I think signing Remick was a great signing. You know, young, goes up the field, scored some goals, and a lot of potential there. But I just think that for that creative position, you need more than an unknown player at that position. That's just my humble opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I hear where you're coming from, and you've heard Wilmer Cabrera, and you've heard the Dynamo say they're doing it a different way, and that is they're doing it not spending the dollars of the Atlantas and the LAFCs, and I think that's pretty much documented now. I don't think we don't have to worry about any that anymore. That's what it's about. If you're thinking a big superstar player is going to follow Albert Elise, I'm going to say probably not.
I'm not saying a superstar player, because a real superstar from a league in South America is going to bypass the MLS. And what's great, though, about the MLS, now you're seeing some younger guys coming in as maybe a bridge to go to Europe, and that's a positive in the league. But certainly a little bit more investment than they did with Tomas would have been better for the club.
Yeah, let me just play a little, and I'm not taking anybody's side here, and I'm listening to your point, and I hear it, and I accept it, and it's a fair point. And I would also say, let's give Tomas a little bit of the benefit of the doubt going into next season. He'll have a full season of preseason. I think he showed some very good glimpses. The bigger issue for me is, how does he fit into this team that's athletic, that gets it forward pretty direct a lot of the time? Because again, as you know, he is the type of player that wants the ball at his feet a lot. In order to feel good about the way he plays the game, he needs the ball at his feet. He needs this at his feet. And I think at times he got frustrated in this system because, you know, the Dynamo at the end of the year really turned – the story for them was really collective defending. It's how they advanced in the playoffs. Let's face it. Till they ran into the buzzsaw that was called the Seattle Sounders, who then were dominated by Toronto FC in the final. Seattle smacked the Dynamo 5-0, right, in the Western Conference final. That's a lot of goals. 5-0 is a big difference, and I'm not downplaying the Dynamo season. That's a lot of goals. And then guess what? They go to Toronto. They're absolutely dominated by Toronto, Seattle. Seattle was dominated. Every facet of the game. So that's a 7-goal difference between TFC and the Houston Dynamo. If you want to do that silly kind of game there where you're talking about goals. To the eye and to the eye test, there is a big difference between Seattle and Toronto FC. And it's going to be hard to bridge that gap without spending. That is a big challenge. It's not going to be easy. And I don't know what the Dynamo have coming through the pipeline with the academy, but I know they have a late start on that. Outside of Memo Rodriguez, you know, what's coming through? Because if you're not going to spend a lot, you got to have a good player development program. Listen, James, thank you very much for calling. I got to take a break. I wish you the best over the holidays.
You too, Glenn. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the great phone call. I appreciate that. So, tell you what, these are educated phone callers, 713-780-3776. We've taken some uneducated ones on this show as well, but we've taken a lot of educated ones. Those are great calls. Let's get some in, 713-780-3776. As we hit the break, soccer fans, a real soccer pub in Edo, the King's Court. It's next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. Giant big screen there at King's Court. They show Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga, Dynamo, MLS, you name it. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. I recommend the butter chicken or the curry. Get over to King's Court. They got the rooftop deck. Say hello to Jay, kingscourttx.com. And I want to remind you about the flat. You go to theflathouston.com to learn a little bit more about it. The flat is a real hip bar in the Montrose area. It's the home of the best local, national, and they even have international DJs coming in. It lends to a wonderful vibe. Combine that with the best frozen mojito in Houston, and you have the perfect setup. It's the flat. My good friend DJ Sun, one of the owners over there. You've heard Andre on this show. And DJ Sun, by the way, himself spins over there. FlatHouston.com. We'll take a break. Bud Light break. More to come. All right. Our thanks to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Quick read here for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Bud Light knows that moments spent with friends are the ones that'll really matter. So grab a bucket of Bud Lights. Get together with your friends and make tonight tomorrow's story. And do it over the holidays. With Bud Light, you're not just drinking beer. You're building friendships. And of course, over all the years, Bud Light has been a tremendous supporter of soccer on the radio, specifically Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. So a big thank you to Bud Light. All right, joining us right now, very skillful midfielder. You saw him burst onto the scene here in Major League Soccer this year. He's an academy product for the Houston Dynamo. Memo Rodriguez. Memo, thank you for coming up in studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing I want to give out for the fans is how's the update on the MCL injury and how are you doing?
It's going good. You know, I'm ready for preseason. We're doing a little bit of therapy in the offseason so we can be 100% in the preseason.
You know what's always stood out to me about you? You're very focused. You're very professional. And you seem mature beyond your years of 21. Where's that come from? And at what point did you say that, look, if I'm going to have a career as a professional soccer player, a lot of things have to change, and I have to be intensely serious about this while enjoying the process. But when did that change?
You know, growing up as a oldest brother and out of four children, you know, my mom was very strict on me, and, you know, her being strict on me was for me to show my brothers that, you know, we were going to do this, and we're going to listen to our moms, and we're going to get focused in everything we do. And for her being strict on me, you know, gets me focused, and all the people around me, surrounding me, my coaches back in youth level that were very serious about the youth teams, you know, coming from those people and helping me, supporting me in everything that I do is, you know, stay focused 100%.
All right. Temptation. You're young. People are doing a lot of different things. You know, there's opportunities to go to parties, do all kinds of different things. I know you must have said no a lot of times to a lot of things your other friends were doing. That's not easy with peer pressure and all the other things that go along with it. But obviously you had the strength to say no to things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I all the time in high school and middle school, you know, my friends would ask me, hey, let's go out here. And me being focused and my mom also telling me, no, you can't go, you know, I didn't have to worry about it going into senior year, junior year in high school saying, hey, you know, I don't want to go to the party. You know, I'm going to stay home and I'm just going to relax. I'd rather play video games and stay home and focus on soccer than go out to the parties. You know, big part of that was because my mom always said no to me as well.
Well, your mom sounds like a special lady. What's your mom's name?
Avelia Lozano.
Let's do a big shout out to Avelia.
Yeah, I mean, big shout out to my mom. You know, I love you for everything that you did for me, and we're going to keep on going.
El Campo, 1 hour south of here. So you had to do a lot of driving to come to training with the Dynamo.
Yeah, like I said, my mom was a big influence in my soccer life. So she would drive me back and forth until senior year in high school, until I got my license. And she still drove me a couple of times because she didn't trust me when I had first gotten my license. But, you know, for her to drive me an hour there and back, you know, it's a huge part. To leave my brothers at home with my dad and my grandma, you know, sacrificing everything for me, you know, I had to repair it back in some way.
Dad have to do the cooking?
Yeah, him and my grandma mostly, though, yeah, would help. And, you know, I thank all of them for helping me get to the point I am at now.
He's Memo Rodriguez, homegrown player, 21 years of age, born in Wharton, Texas, hometown of El Campo. Breaks out on the scene last year. So I really enjoyed calling your goal against Montreal because I just saw this incredible youthful enthusiasm, this excitement, this passion. Just tell us about that goal against Montreal and just kind of what it meant to you and you know, just flash back to that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember it like if it was yesterday, you know. I think Alex lost the ball, and he went to pressure the guy, and he recovered the ball and tried to pass it to Mauro, and it deflected off a defender and landed right there to me. And, you know, Mauro was making the overlap run, and I had to make a quick decision if I was going to give it to him or I was going to shoot. And I just let the play develop, and, you know, the defender gave me time to shoot, and I took the shot. And, you know, Mauro and Alex created that play for me, so I thank them and the team for helping me get that goal. So I was very happy. You know, I didn't know what to do, so I just celebrated with my teammates because, you know, for them, I wouldn't be able to get that goal.
Well, the thing that I loved about it was there was just this genuine excitement from your teammates for you.
Yeah.
It was a special moment.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, I'll never forget the first goal. So, you know, I'm thankful and for everybody being part of it.
Now, then you got another one against DC United. So that was a good, great moment as well. So you, just see here. Let me get the numbers here. You had 9 appearances in 2017. You had 3 starts, scored 2 goals. So you had 2 goals in 326 minutes. You had 11 shots. And then you get this injury, and then all of a sudden we don't see you anymore. So you had the highs and lows of being a professional soccer player, the highs of scoring goals, playing at this level, playing with players that have played in World Cups. And then all of a sudden you're in the solitary confinement of rehabbing an injury, which can be a lonely place, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough for me being out for 6 or 8 weeks, you know. For me, the couple of days, I was a little bit down just because I knew I was having a good moment and everything. But, you know, like you said earlier, I like to stay focused and be ready to go. And after them couple of days of being down, you know, try to turn the page quickly and say, hey, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to try to get fit as fast as possible and as safely as possible to get back and help the team out.
He's Memo Rodriguez joining us in studio here tonight. And by the way, Memo, thank you very much for that. It always makes for a better interview when you can look somebody in the eyes and be in studio. 2017, again, 9 appearances for Memo, 3 starts, 2 goals. His first Major League Soccer minutes. He's only 21 years of age. A lot going on for him in the future. What's your biggest goals outside of just getting your health back heading into next season?
You know, I'm going to try to, you know, everybody wants to play, start like every game, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen because you get injured and stuff. But I'm going to try to contribute to the team as best as I can in every possible situation. So we're going to get ready for 2018.
Your manager, Wilmer Cabrera, what are some of the things that he's consistently working with you on? You know, what does he say to you in order to just kind of help grooming you? Because we know Wilmer's a teacher, a great background in the youth game as well.
Yeah, I mean, since RGV Toros, he's always been the same person. He pushes you on and off the pitch. He says, you know, you're young, you know what you can do. Go out there and shine, you know. Go have fun out there and just play how you know how to play.
Gives you a lot of confidence to express yourself?
Yeah, he gives me a lot of confidence. And, you know, that's the part. He doesn't always say that just to me. He says it to everybody. I think this is what makes the team special, that he doesn't treat anybody different.
You have a great skill set. We see it. I mean, you know, my eyes don't lie to me. I can see it. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. What specifically does he tell you about your game? Are there any specifics or areas of your game that you're hyper-focused on?
Yeah, he usually says, you know, since I'm a smaller player than all the other teams, you know, he says you need to learn how to play smarter, faster, and use your skill set to get out of situations whenever you get put into them.
So when you were a little kid, who pushed the technical side of it on you and said, look, if you're going to be a soccer player, and unfortunately a lot of kids miss this, you have to have a skill set. You can't go anywhere without the skill set. So who pushed that on you?
I don't know.
Specific coach?
There was coaches in my youth level from Histonian Soccer Club, from the Dynamo Academy. Dennis Lewis from the Histonians coach, he was a great mentor to me, and James Clarkson as well, helped me get that skill set and technical ability to my full potential.
I was thinking you were just going to say, you know what, Glenn, it was natural. It was just a gift from God. And it probably is some of that as well. Well, Memo, listen, thank you very much for coming in here. I'm glad to see you on the mend. You look in great shape. You look like you're ready to go right now. And lo and behold, it's not going to be a long time before we're back on in the field. By the way, who's your favorite player in the world?
In the world?
And you can't say Vicente Sanchez.
You know, I'm a Madrid fan, but you know what Messi does on the pitch, you know, it's just unbelievable. So I think I would have to go with Messi.
So you're going to be up early on Saturday to watch that Clásico?
Yes, I will. And I will be rooting for Madrid.
There you go. You heard it from Memo Rodriguez. He's a Madrista. He's also a Houston Dynamo. Thanks for coming in, Memo.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right. This Memo Rodriguez, great young talent, the kind of guy that we want to see thrive and continue to do great in Major League Soccer. And I'm expecting to see more great things from him next year in MLS for the Dynamo. All right, a moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. Just let me remind you that if you get in a car accident or boat, motorcycle, industrial, you work in a plant or a refinery, you drive an 18-wheeler, look, nobody wants to get in an accident, but you know what? When you do, you need representation. The Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT, or go to their website, DaspitLaw.com. By the way, they're the presenting sponsor of our number one on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Let's take a break. Wonderful interview there with Memo Rodriguez.
So changing. Let's go Salah. Coming behind Daniels. He's done that. He's still going, the Egyptian. He's still going. Gets his reward. Three for Liverpool, 20 for Salah in all competitions this season.
Sergio Roberto charging in. Suarez calls.
Suarez scores.
What a pass!
Delayed, not denied. He's got his second.
20th a year for Salah, who, by the way, is going to the World Cup with Egypt. And then you heard that Bristol knock Manchester United out of the Carabao Cup today, and Luis Suarez scoring the second goal against Deportivo. But Saturday morning, very early, it is the Clásico. Jeez, I'm going to have to move. Man, am I going to be able to pull that off 6 a.m.? I got a 10 a.m. flight. I might have to move my flight a little later. I better not tell my family in New Jersey that. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Our thanks to Kings Court. The real soccer pub in Edo is the Kings Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. They've got 13 TVs. Giant big screen at the Kings Court. They show the Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga, you name it, Major League Soccer, Dynamo, they have it. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food, and I recommend the butter chicken or the curry. Get over to Kings Court, visit the amazing rooftop deck that sits in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Say hello to Jay at KingsCourtTX.com. The talented Victor Ariza reminded me that in 1967, we had our first professional soccer team here in Houston called the Houston Stars. That means here in 2017, it's 50th anniversary of time periods where professional soccer was here in Houston. So for 50 years, there's been attempts at making the game work here. Houston Stars, Houston Hurricanes, Houston Dynamos, Summit Soccer, Continental Indoor Soccer League Houston Hotshots, and now the current Dynamo. So for anybody that says there's no professional soccer history here, they are outright wrong. And I think we do need to celebrate that a little bit more. We need to weave that into the whole narrative down here in Houston. Because those are all significant time periods, and people till the soil before others come. You know, the Dynamo are going to be tilling the soil for the growth of the sport current now. But a lot of people that came before ended up remaining involved in the game, coaching, administration, refereeing, officiating, growing the popularity of it here. And then, of course, all ships rise with the tide when we've got the dynamic of people from all over the world moving to Houston and bringing the things they love, including the game of soccer. So pretty spectacular. 713-780-3776 is the number. Liverpool-Arsenal on Friday. That's going to be a good one. Great opportunity to grab a Bud Light or a Carlsberg and head to the gorgeous Gaylord Kings Court. But we are about to get slammed with the Premier League over the break, the Clasico coming up this weekend, and the very silent no reaction from Real Madrid fans here tonight. I'm not sure. Times are tough right now. Fourth place in La Liga? Who would have thought it? They did win the World Club Championship with Ronaldo getting the game-winning goal against Gremio. CR7 is the all-time leading scorer in that competition with seven. Pachuca defeated Al Jazeera 4-1 in the third-place match, and that tournament went by with not much fanfare. It came and went pretty quick. Not to mention, though, that I would still love to see an MLS team get to it. 713-780-3776. Wonderful event Stu Holden put on. Kick in for Houston. 12-12 draw. It was decided on penalty kicks. It was a lot of fun down at BBVA Compass Stadium. He had MVP from the NBA, Steve Nash, there. He can play a bit. Alex Bregman was there from the Astros. Scott Kelly, an astronaut, was there. And Bodie Miller was there, the Olympic ski champion, and he actually had a little bit of game, Bodie. We've got to give it out to Bodie. YouTube star Jake Paul, not so much. But he may have been the most popular person there. I think we have to admit that. I think he's got some ridiculous amount of followers. I don't even know what he does, but I know he does videos. So a lot of great fundraising for Harvey Relief. There's 3 days left in the auction. There's a Pelé jersey, kickinforhouston.com if you want to donate. And it was a lot of fun. The thing that jumped out to me was because there was such quality of soccer players on the field, Landon Donovan, Brian Ching, Clint Dempsey, Mia Hamm, Brian McBride, Dwayne De Rosario, Chris Wondolowski, Eddie Johnson, Alexi Lalas, Kyle Martino, Charlie Davies, DeMarcus Beasley, Stu Holden. Because of the quality of those guys, there was a lot of fun soccer being played. We saw Clint Dempsey hit an overhead bicycle kick. We saw Chris Wondolowski with a great chip. Saw Kyle Martino dropping balls in on people's heads. So it was really a lot of fun. And I think the people that had an opportunity to go had a great time. I did a couple of interviews that were pretty touching for the Fox broadcast with some locals. Really had some really gut-wrenching, heartfelt stories really makes you remind yourself that things are not too bad today. For those that are on Facebook Live, you can see me holding up these beautiful soccer balls from Nike. My good friend Joe Ellsmore donated those. We went down to Texas Children's Hospital today. We visited a bunch of rooms. We had a lot of fun with these soccer balls. You know, there is the power of the ball. It really is amazing. Little kids, doesn't matter, absolutely just fall in love with the ball when it's handed to them. And these were kids from 4 years all the way up to 18 years of age. So special time down there. It always is when we go down there. Been going down there since 2005, believe it or not. And I've known a lot of people down there since then, have become great friends with people that have had real challenges with their kids. Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. That's a place you can donate as well. And, of course, it was a great visit down there today with Ellen Bennett of Texas Children's, who took us around. We had Eileen Dowd there, who's a local youth soccer coach, and we do appreciate it. Power of the Ball, Miguel Almiron, the Players Tribune article. One to be read. So that keeps us in line with the power of the ball. Premier League's got a lot of big games coming up. Friday, we mentioned Arsenal-Liverpool. Saturday, Everton-Chelsea. Manchester City-Bournemouth. It's another 3 points for City. Burnley-Tottenham, Leicester City against Manchester United. Jose Mourinho, what are your thoughts on him? We're going to take a break here. David Cantu is coming up here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. As we go to break here, quick reminder about Azure Salon. It's in the heart of the River Oaks and West Ave shopping. Stylists at Azure Salon are the best. They keep me looking sharp for TV. AzureSalon.com. Place to go, guys. Ladies, they've got you covered with colors, cuts, and extensions. And as always, our good friends at the Gorgeous Gale and Carlsberg. We'll take a Bud Light break. More to come. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5.